From Spark and Anvil and MeasureQuest, this is Pace in Chapter 1 of the MeasureQuest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
The measuring bench in Pace's workshop was buried under two rulers that disagreed with each other. One was marked in inches, one was marked in centimeters. A student had laid a length of rope across both and written down two different numbers, and now he was staring at them the way you stare at a magic trick you don't trust. Pace stepped up beside him. She was an antelope, tween tall, with a chunky traveler's cap that sat crooked no matter how she nudged it. She didn't reach for the rope. She reached into her vest and pulled out a worn deck of cards. Each card had a small rule printed on it, and she shuffled them with a soft click that sounded somehow patient. "Two numbers, one rope," she said. "So one of them is a lie, or neither is." She found the card she wanted and held it up. It read, "1 inch equals 2.54 centimeters. This is the bridge between them. Watch, I'm going to walk the rope across it." She said it slowly, on purpose, like a runner easing down a hill she didn't trust.
Pace had learned to distrust hills a long time ago. She'd grown up on the savannah, in a village called MeasureQuest, where her family ran distances for a living. When a herd of gnu drifted across the plains, someone had to know how far enough to matter, close enough to catch. Her grandmother measured in steps. Her uncle measured with a long stick laid end over end across the grass. The trouble was the ground. A stick length on flat land wasn't a stick length on a slope. The stick tipped, the distance stretched, and the number lied. One dry season, her uncle counted the herd as a full day closer than it was. The village packed up, walked out to meet it, and found empty grass. They walked home hungry. "He didn't lie," her grandmother told her that night, quiet in the dark. "The ground lied to his stick. Your job is to catch the ground doing it." Pace had turned the sentence over in her chest until it stopped being a scolding and became a rule she could hold on to. Changing your unit is a survival skill, and it's where the lying hides.
When she was 12, she walked into MeasureQuest carrying the deck her grandmother had left her. Yard, the old mentor, was sitting on the low wall by the well, and he watched her come across the yard for a long time before he spoke. He didn't ask her to recite anything. He handed her a slip of paper. On it, "This bridge is 5 feet wide. The gap in the fence beside it is 160 centimeters. Will the bridge cover the gap?" Pace crouched right there in the dirt. She wrote 5 feet, and then beside it, she laid down her card, 30.48 centimeters over 1 foot, and she drew a line through the word feet on the top and the word foot on the bottom, striking them out like they'd canceled a debt. "Foot eats foot," she murmured. "Centimeters left over." She multiplied. 152.4. She looked up. "The bridge is 152. The gap is 160. It won't cover. It's 8 centimeters short." She set the pencil down. "And I know I did it right, because when I crossed out the feet, only the unit I wanted was standing." Yard's face creased. "Most people would have just multiplied and frayed," he said. "You made the units confess first." He moved over on the wall to make room for her.
Pip found her workshop a few weeks later, red-faced with a problem. 10 pounds, Pip blurted. "I have to turn 10 pounds into kilograms, and I don't know whether to multiply or divide, and I've already picked wrong twice."
"Then let's not pick," Pace said gently. "Let's let the card decide." She shuffled until she found it. 1 kilogram equals 2.205 pounds, and set it on the bench. "Lay your 10 pounds down first." Pip wrote 10 pounds. "Now multiply by the card and watch the pounds." Pace guided the pencil. 10 pounds times 1 kilogram over 2.205 pounds. She drew the strike through slowly so Pip could see it happen. Pound on top, pound on the bottom, both crossed out. Pound eats pound. What's left standing? "Kilograms," Pip said. "So the answer is allowed to exist. 4.5 kilos. She let Pip finish the arithmetic. Then she did something Pip didn't expect. She deliberately did it wrong. "Watch what happens if you divide instead." She wrote it out, and the units came out tangled. pounds squared per kilogram. There's no such thing, she said. No scale reads that. The wrong path builds a monster unit that can't exist, and that's the alarm bell. That's it screaming at you before you ever leave the workshop. Pip stared at the impossible unit and laughed, a little shakily. So the units tell on me. Every time, if you let them. Pace's voice dropped. There were engineers once who didn't let them. Two teams, one spacecraft. One team wrote pounds. One team read newtons. And nobody made the units confess. The spacecraft flew all the way to Mars and burned up because a number wore the wrong clothes. She smoothed the card flat with a hoof. 327 million. Gone. Not because the math was hard, because it was fast.
Pip picked up the rope from the earlier bench, the one with two numbers, and without being told, laid the 1 inch equals 2.54 centimeter card beside it and started striking out inches. Pace watched and said nothing, which for her was a kind of applause. You're not rushing, she said finally, and it wasn't a question. I don't want to build a monster, Pip said. Pace huffed a soft laugh through her nose, tucked a deck back into her vest, and felt something in her own shoulders let go, that low, steady calm she got whenever a number stopped being a guess and became a thing she'd walked across and could trust. Somewhere out on the savanna, her uncle's hungry walk home got a little quieter in her chest. Slow enough to catch the lie, she said. That's the whole craft. That's the whole thing.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to PACE. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.